wherever you are listening to my RTK podcast at, just know that you are loved, you are valued, you are important, and you are necessary. What a great way to start off my podcast today, just loving on you. Yes, you listening. I'm so glad that you are tuning in with me today. I feel like, you know, we're in a very cool place if you join me for my morning prayers, or if you're in my RTK inner circle, then you are very, very aware right now. This is actually July 2022. Some of y'all might be listening to this in 2030. Just because you have, you know, I don't even know what's going to be happening in 2030, but you might be listening to it years and years and years from now. But as of right now, if you follow me, you are very much aware that on all of my social media platforms and in my RTK Inner Circle, which is my mentorship program, there is an incredible move of God happening all around right now, even especially in my RTK Inner Circle. We are just seeing a great move of God, and it is really, really, really awesome. And so we are going to have a fast. I've been talking about it on all of my prayer calls this week, and I've decided to go ahead and extend my prayer calls from just Tuesday and Wednesday to Thursday and Friday as well, because Friday we're going to do a corporate fast together and just a spiritual renewal, you know, and growth. And I just really feel like God was calling our inner circle to do this together. And so I opened it up also to the world, to everyone that follows me. And I believe that God is really going to show out big time for us. You know, the Bible says that some things only come through fasting and prayer. And man, the way our world is right now, there's so much junk. I quit watching the news during the pandemic just because I was like, man, my spirit was heavy. And so I just turned the news off. I don't even know what's going on. I just trust God and keep myself healthy. And I have a lot of peace in my life. But with everything going on in our world, we got to get ourselves back close to God again. You know, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and not debate, not fight, not be angry at each other, not see who's right and who's wrong, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. And so, you know, what is even a spiritual renewal? I mean, I decided to do this podcast today just to get us ready for Friday. Friday, we're going to be fasting from sunup to sundown. As many of you that want to join in can join. Why do we fast? We fast to get closer to God. You know, I want to tell you that, you know, a lot of you are going to fast for the first time with me Friday. And really, how you begin and conduct your fast will largely determine your success. So I want to give you some steps to fasting. And if you follow these steps while you're fasting, you will make your time with God more meaningful and spiritually rewarding. So basically, in this podcast, I want to tell you why we are fasting. What does spiritual renewal look like? How do you draw closer to God? How do you see miracles take place in your life? How do you see and hear God's voice? We're going to talk about all that today, all right? So go ahead and share this with somebody. I am Real Talk Kim. This is my podcast. I'm so excited that you're on here with me. For all of you that don't know who I am a pastor. I pastor Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. Our church is located across from Whitewater High School in Fayetteville, Georgia. If you're ever in Atlanta, I would so love to hug your neck on a Sunday, 10 and 11:30. It's going to be awesome. Every Sunday, it's awesome. I also am a mentor, and I mentor my group called the RTK Inner Circle. And basically, it's a group of us that do life together. And every Monday and Tuesday, I pour into you. Tuesdays are the most crucial day. If you have to choose one of those days to spend time with me, Tuesdays are the day for you. You can join my inner circle. Just go to my website, realtalkkim.com. And on my website, you can find my podcast. You can find my YouTube channel. You can find my store. I'm also a clothing designer. I create fabulous clothes. I got great preaching on my YouTube channel. I'm on every social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everywhere as Real Talk Kim. And I have an app for your phone that all throughout the day, I send you out encouragement. So you can go get my app. Just go to your Google Play, your Apple Store, and download my app, Real Talk Kim. You can also get to your devotions on my app for your RTK Inner Circle. I send those out every single week. So just stay connected to me. I will help you get unstuck. So how do you start a fast? Why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we longing for something more? Number one, to get ready for your fast, you have to set your objective. I want you to write this in your journal because the Bible says in Habakkuk to write the vision and make it plain. So I want you to set your objective. Set your objective. Why are you fasting? Why are you fasting? Is it for spiritual renewal? Is it for guidance? Is it for healing? Is it for resolution of problems? Is it for special grace to handle a difficult situation? Basically, all you need to do tonight, tomorrow, before Friday gets here, is ask the Holy Spirit to clarify his leading, clarify his objectives for your prayer and fast, right? This will enable you to pray more specifically and strategically, all right? So through fasting and prayer, basically, we humble ourselves before God. So the Holy Spirit will stir our souls, it awakens our churches, and it heals our land, right? So 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. All right. So number one, getting ready for your fast on Friday, you got to set your objective. Number two is make your commitment. What are you wanting to commit? Make your commitment. So pray about the kind of fast you should undertake. Jesus implied that all of his followers should fast. Matthew 6, verses 16 and 18. For him, it wasn't really necessarily even a matter of if, it was when. For him, it was a matter of when believers would fast, not if. Before you fast, though, you have to decide. Y'all ready for this? Before you fast, you have to decide the following up front. Matthew 6:16-18 reads, whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly, I say to you, they will have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Okay? The question about fasting, all right, in Matthew 9:14, I'm looking at my scriptures here, making sure I'm getting y'all all the scriptures to write down. Then the disciples of John came to him asking, why do we and the Pharisees fast? This is answering your questions on why am I fasting, Kim? Why are we fasting? Well, here it is. The Bible says that in John 14, Matthew 9:14, when the disciples of John came to him asking, why do we fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, the attendants of the bridegroom cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them, can they? But the day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. So how long you will fast? You're going to fast one meal? You're going to fast one day? You're going to fast a week? You're going to fast several weeks, 40 days, right? How long are you going to fast? Now, we as an inner circle, we as all the social media people following me, we're going to fast for one day, Friday. Some of us will fast longer, but Friday is a corporate fast. The type of fast God wants you to undertake, do you need to ask him? Is it just going to be water? Is it going to be water and juices? Is it going to be social media fast, right? How much time each day are you going to spend time with God? These are all the questions that you need to ask. What are your commitments? So number two is make your commitments. Making these commitments ahead of the fast will help you sustain your fast. When physical temptations and life's pressures tempt you to want to quit, that's why you make a commitment up front. Here's step three. Prepare yourself spiritually. The very foundation of fasting and prayer is repentance. You got to repent before Friday gets here. Unconfessed sin will hinder your prayers. Okay? Here are several things you can do to prepare your heart. You ready for this? Write these down. Ask God to help you make a comprehensive list of all your sins. God, show me the things in my life that you're not happy about. Show me what I need to change. Confess every sin that the Holy Spirit calls to your remembrance. You already know what they are. You already feel guilty. You're already hiding them. Now ask God to help you stop doing them. Ask God to help you stop doing them. Then seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness. Some of y'all need to reach out to family. Some of y'all need to reach out to some people. You need to ask some people for forgiveness. Some people you've been petty with. Some people they didn't even do anything to you. And you've been just a whole meanie. Ask for forgiveness. Some of y'all need to go to your spouse and say, man, forgive me. Husband, forgive me. Wife, forgive me. Man, I've been wrong. Forgive me for being prideful. Some of y'all need to go to your kids and say, man, forgive me that after my divorce, I just was hateful to you and I wasn't a great parent. Some of y'all need to really write some things. Make restitution as the Holy Spirit leads you. Ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit according to his promise in 1 John 5:14 and 15, right? It says, this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. Here's another one. You got to surrender your life fully to Jesus Christ, y'all. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Refuse to obey your worldly nature. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, spiritual service of worship, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Then, y'all, you got to meditate on God. Meditate on his love, his sovereignty, his power, his wisdom, faithfulness, grace, compassion, right? You know, I love Psalms 48 and 9. It says, we have thought on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. God, we serve you. We love you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. So the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. I love Psalms 103, 11 through 13. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has his removed his transgressions. Just as a father has compassion on his children, begin your time of fasting and prayer with an expectant heart. With an expectant heart, guys. Listen, I love Hebrews 11 and 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So do not underestimate, y'all. Do not underestimate spiritual opposition. Satan sometimes intensifies the natural battle between body and spirit. While you're fasting, right before you're getting ready to fast, Galatians 5, 16 and 17 tells us, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do things that you please. Here's step four to getting ready for a fast. Prepare yourself physically. Y'all, fasting requires reasonable precautions. Consult your physician first. Don't go complete water if you're on prescription medication. All right? Fast sugar. Fast caffeine. Fast something, but don't hurt yourself. You got to physically prepare. Physically prepare. I'll be fasting several days. So I'm not going to be going and eating a buffet meal this week. I've already started Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I've started eating very light meals, preparing myself. I don't eat anyway after six. So I'm preparing myself so that I'm not dying on Friday. Y'all be going and eating a whole buffet at Longhorns or wherever they got buffets, Chinese buffet. And then all of a sudden you're dying on Friday. No, you got to be intentional, y'all. You got to be intentional. You can't allow the enemy to get you in your flesh. Eat raw fruit. Like tomorrow I'll be eating like just healthy stuff, very light. Limit your activity. Don't be hitting the track real heavy on Friday. All right? Because Friday you're going to be probably hurting a little bit cuz you're fasting. All right? So be prepared. Here's step 5. Put yourself on a schedule for maximum spiritual benefit. That means set aside ample time to be alone with the Lord. Listen for his leading. The more time you spend with him, the more meaningful your fast will be. All right? I do this every morning anyway. I begin my day with praise and worship. I read and I meditate on the Word of God every morning on my knees. I don't lay in my bed. I get on my knees because God is worthy of my knees. I invite the Holy Spirit in. This is what y'all need to do. Begin the day with praise and worship Friday. Read and meditate on God's Word. I'll be putting scriptures up on my app, my Real Talk Kim app. Invite the Holy Spirit to work in you to do his will, right? Philippians 2:13, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Then you're going to invite God to use you. Ask him to show you how to influence your world, your community, your church, your family, your country, and beyond. Pray for vision. This is all in the morning. Pray for vision for your life, for empowerment. Then at noon, at noontime. Return to prayer. Go out to your car at your lunchtime. Get read a couple of scriptures at lunchtime. I will send you out some scriptures to read. Read the scriptures through my app. Read the scriptures. Take a short prayer walk. Spend time in prayer. Put your earphones on. Listen to some worship. Listen to one of my podcasts. In the evening, get alone for an unhurried time of seeking God's face. If others are fasting, like in our inner circle with you, maybe y'all can meet together for prayer. Now, on Friday, we will be having corporate prayer at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my YouTube channel, on my Real Talk Kim YouTube channel, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will be meeting for prayer. You can also send me your prayer request to rtkpray@gmail.com, and I will be reading off those prayers, those prayer requests, and we will be praying over them. I would really encourage you on Friday to avoid television. Avoid listening to secular music throughout the day because it just dampens your spiritual focus. When possible throughout Friday, begin and end your day on your knees in prayer. All right? I'm looking through my notes right now. Let me see what else I want to look. I'm going to go over with you guys really quickly. I've got so many notes here that I wanted to make sure I didn't miss. Here we go. I want to end this podcast with this. Spiritual renewal. I want to give you some tips for spiritual renewal. Now that we've talked about getting prepared for the fast, now I want to give you some tips for spiritual renewal because this is all going to go hand in hand for Friday. Number one, have a heart to heart with God. Tonight, tomorrow, have a heart to heart with God. As soon as we realize that we need a spiritual renewal, need a spiritual renewal in our walk with God, which we all do. That's why we're doing it Friday. The first thing that's often necessary is to put everything on hold and spend time alone with God. For me, if I'm in a rut with my prayers and I feel like there's no life to them, I intentionally get out of my routine of what I'm usually doing in my quiet time. I drop my usual prayer list and I set aside some time as soon as I can to spend uninterrupted time with God. I do this often. I then just start talking with God like I would to a close friend or loved one that I haven't really even connected with. Or that I've been avoiding lately. For example, God, I'm sorry. I haven't been spending as much time with you lately. Or I don't know why I keep avoiding you, God. Or I've been so stressed out lately and haven't talked with you, God, about it. But I'd like to now. And then I just start talking to God, right? About whatever's on my mind and my heart. Because he already knows anyway. So why not be honest with him, right? Because truth is, God can't heal what we won't reveal. He already knows it's there. But if we're too prideful to tell him, he can't do anything with us. And if I'm not really sure what's bothering me, because sometimes we aren't sure, or really what's even keeping me from feeling distant from him, you know what I do, y'all? I'll ask him to show me. I'll ask him to show me because, again, he already knows. I remember, and I've told y'all this a lot when I walked through my divorce, I was very angry, and I did not want to forgive. I was very, very angry, and I felt very used and very wronged. And I did not want to forgive, and I remember I knew I had to forgive, because if I don't forgive, then I'm blocking my own blessings. And so I began to pray. God, I want to forgive, but I don't know how. And I prayed that prayer every single day. I bet you for 3 or 4 months. And I prayed it every day for 3 or 4 months. God, I want to forgive, but I don't know how. I don't know why I'm so angry. I know I'm angry because, and I would just talk to God. I know I'm angry because I felt like I wasn't worth him getting free. I wasn't worth him fighting for our marriage. I just basically would tell him, right? And so I found myself over time. I found myself over time getting to a place where I realized, oh my God, I'm not even thinking about my ex anymore. And that showed me that a lot of times we want to forgive, but we don't know how. We're angry about something, but we don't even know what we're angry about. So I want to encourage you to begin praying prayers like, I call them crazy prayers, silly prayers. I call them idiot prayers. God, I want to forgive, but I don't know how. Look, I'm stuck right now. I need you to help me. So really from there, once the ice is broken, I always find myself pouring out my heart and reconnecting as my prayer just starts to flow naturally. Because a lot of times it just needs that icebreaker moment with God. I mean, I want you to ask yourself right now, some of y'all are just flat out mad at God. Like if you haven't heard my sermon from Sunday, we're in a series right now called My Hustle is Holy. My sermon from this past Sunday was off the chain. Y'all need to go listen to all my sermons on my YouTube channel, my Real Talk Kim YouTube channel. Oh, I'm telling you, or even here on this podcast, I put all my Sunday sermons up on Monday. Go listen to them. Y'all, when I feel like I'm in a funk, I find a voice that speaks to me. And obviously, I'm a voice that speaks to you. You wouldn't be listening to my podcast. God sends voices of people that speak to you to help you get unstuck. And I would overdose on it until I felt free. But then basically when I break the ice with God, I usually end my time thanking him for hearing me, thanking him for speaking to me. And then I'll often open up my Bible and pray through a psalm. Psalm 91 is always a good one for you to do. Whichever one fits. Psalms are always great because they're just prophecies, right? I reflect on his character as I read and pray through the psalms. And I pray and I really praise him, and I begin to thank him for who he is and for what he's done. And by the way, sometimes as we're dipping our toes back into the passion of praying, we can't find words to express how we feel. And praying can a lot of times feel forced because we aren't sure what to say. Remember to rely on the Holy Spirit's intercession. He's there. When you just don't even know what to say. In Romans 8:26-27, it says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts know the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. All right? So in order to get ready for spiritual renewal, number one was have a heart-to-heart with God. And I just walked you through how to do that. Number two, examine our prayer times. What's going on or not going on in our prayers? Are we focusing on one aspect of prayer while neglecting other aspects? Are we giving up too easily or avoiding talking with God because we know there's something we don't want to deal with? Are we? Or, you know, to have a healthy prayer life, remember this, we've got to pray to God in many ways. Praising, which is thanking and confessing, not just asking him for things. It's easy to fall into the habit of running through a list of prayer requests and moving on with our days. That's a sure way to keep our relationship with God from growing. He's worthy of our praise and thanks. And if we keep unconfessed sin from him, our prayers will be hindered. Psalm 66:18 tells us, right? We've also got to keep going, even when it's hard or when we don't feel like it. We can't stop praising him during the hard times. We can't stop confessing because we think, well, he already knows anyway. We can't stop thanking him when we don't get what we want. And we can't stop seeking and knocking when he hasn't given an answer yet. Matthew 7:7-8 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We've got to obey when he shows us something through our prayers. If we realize the reason is that we've been praying over something or asking for something that God has already told us to let go of and move on from, then we need to do what he says and let go and move on so we can start growing and progressing spiritually again. I've wasted so much of my own time, my own life, in the past, praying over things that God clearly told me to let go of. And every time I finally did what he said, I received so much peace. And sometimes even a blessing he had been waiting to give me. Because he can't give peace to an under-surrendered heart. And he can't bless hands that are already full. So we gotta let go of what he's asking you and me to let go of and allow him to replace the thing you've been clinging to, the thing I've been clinging to, with peace and with whatever he has for you next. You hear me? Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now here's number three. Getting ready for our spiritual renewal. We got to examine our motivation or lack thereof for reading the Bible. Why we ain't reading the Bible? Ask yourself, am I reading God's word because I want to or because I feel guilty if I don't? If we truly desire to know God, to learn who he is and what he's all about, then we gotta spend time in his word. Are we reading God's word to know him better? Or are we reading it because we're hoping he will bless us or reveal his plan to us? There's nothing wrong with either of those. But if they are our primary motives for spending time with him, we need to adjust our focus and our priorities. If you've never studied God's character, maybe find a Bible reading plan in the YouVersion app. YouVersion. YouVersion app. Find a Bible reading plan specifically for that. And go through scripture yourself and start a list of his attributes with verses and passages that describe him. Because getting to know God better will mean getting to know his heart better. And getting to know his heart better will mean understanding how he relates to us. When we see his holiness, we'll want to reverence him more. When we see his grace, we'll desire to rely on it more instead of trying to do things ourselves. And when we see his love for us, we'll understand how to better love others. I love Hebrews 4 and 12. It says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attributes of the heart. Here's number 4 for spiritual renewal. Be aware of distractions. Be aware of distractions. I know I said I would only share 3 things, but God just dropped this in my spirit for things that you need for spiritual renewal. And this is the last one. We need to keep in our mind as we are seeking to reconnect with God on a more intimate level in the next few days. The enemy loves when we're in a spiritual dry season because we aren't really connecting with God. So when we do start trying to reconnect with God, Satan will most definitely try to distract us and keep us from spending time with God. Keep that in mind as we are trying to resume. You're trying to resume your prayer times, trying to resume your Bible reading, because listen to me, it will happen. Ask God help you. Focus on your time with Him. Tell God you want to spend time with Him and ask Him to help you resist distractions. It's going to pop up. Before I read, I always pray for myself. God, let me retain everything I'm about to read. If you lose focus while praying, try praying out loud. If you're alone, or even trying to write out your prayer, try writing it out. Write it in your journal. I keep a prayer journal. It's been a game changer for me. I don't lose focus while I'm writing out my prayers. If you get distracted while reading the Bible, you can also read scripture out loud. That's what I do. I even write them in my journal. I remember them better. Ask God to help you recognize and resist distractions, and then rely on His way of escape when He provides one. I love 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity. God is faithful, and He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape so that you are able to bear it. All right? I pray that this podcast has really helped y'all get ready for your fast and for your spiritual renewal. All right, I've been in a spiritual rut. I know how to help you get out. I know how to help you get out. James 4:8 says, come near to God and He will come near to you. Lord, I'm praying over my podcast family that, Father, in the next few days, as we are getting closer to You, that God, You would reveal the hidden places on the inside of us that need to be extracted from our life to help us draw closer to You. Forgive us of our sins, God. We repent of our sins. Come on, pray that with me, y'all. We repent of our sins. And Lord, we welcome You as our personal Savior in our lives. Lord, help us find our purpose. Help us love You so much. Help us be You with skin on it in this world. Let us, everywhere we go, let people see You and see Jesus in us. Lord, eradicate everything in our lives that needs to be taken out so that we can just be so close to You. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You guys, I would invite you to go join my mailing list. Subscribe, because I'll be sending out information about the fast. Go to realtalkhim.com. I love you guys so much. Get in my RTK inner circle. Go to realtalkhim.com again and sign up. If you're in Atlanta, join me at Limitless Church. You can also join us via live stream every Sunday, 10 and 11:30. On my YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim, or on our Facebook page, Limitless Church Fayetteville. All right. I love you guys. Thank y'all for sharing this with somebody. I'm really excited about doing this fast with you guys. If you have a prayer request, please email me at rtkpray@gmail.com. I love you guys.